In three, we're ready to start. Two,
cleared for takeoff.
One,
testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
One, two, three.
Now you could say my dislocated shoulder has acted as the epicenter to all our content for the show.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I would, because I didn't do downtown.
Okay, yeah.
We speak about how you have benefited from your injury.
Fair enough.
That's my shoulder.
That's really it, though.
I'm trying to think of one more.
Well, your kind of unlucky life.
And the dart. And the dart, when I speak about that. And the birthday bingo drum.
And the birthday bingo drum.
So, hey, come on, mate. Help me out there.
And also, you had an awful unfortunate incident yesterday on the dart. And that, are you sure? Because we're going to play that next.
I know what you're saying.
What happened actually happened. Are
it
you
did.
Sure you're not still taking a few too many painkillers and imagine it? Because
no.
We tried to find it, any news about it online. We tried to say you did here nor there.
Because people are afraid, Graham. People are very afraid about what happened.
They're afraid to take down Irish Rail.
And I've always said, Nathan Jeremiah O'Reilly, I will stand up to the bullies and I will say that something happened yesterday at around 3 at Pierce Dart Station. And it wasn't normal, and quite frankly, it upset me.
I don't think it's real. I don't think it's real.
Why? Not everyone has to put things on social media these days.
But that's the thing about it today, they do.
Well, no, they don't.
Well, look, maybe you were on the dart yesterday at 3, and did this thing happen to you?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And Nathan, let's just recap your life over the last month.
I was going to say, it's safe to say, Graham, I had an absolutely awful month of July.
Moved back in with the parents, broken up with your girlfriend, dislocated your shoulder. Surely things couldn't get any worse.
1st of August yesterday, finish up the show.
Brand new month, new
Brand
horizons.
New start for me, okay? Nothing bad can happen in my life anymore. So I'm on Pierce Dart Station and the next start is in 16 minutes to Greystones. That's fine, I'm waiting around. Then I get on the dart and it's relatively packed. And I'm sitting in a four-seater by myself. Now, the next stop after Pierce is Grand Canal.
Yeah.
And we're trucking along. There's two people getting up, getting ready to get off at Grand Canal. And it just goes by. Just goes by without stopping. And I should say, on the dart, it keeps going, the next stop, Sydney Parade. So then other people are like, oh, why didn't it stop at Grand Canal? Oh, okay, sure, we'll get off at Sydney Parade. And other people are getting up. Sydney Parade just goes by. Sydney Parade, it's not stopping. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking around and there's a woman going, what's going on? What's going on here? And I'm thinking, okay, this dart has been hijacked. We've all seen the film The Taking of Pelham 123. Now I must say, from Booterstown Dart Station to Black Rock, it really gains momentum.
So it's getting faster
it's
and
getting
faster.
It's getting faster. And every time it's going through all the stations, it has a loud beep of the horn. And
what?
One guy was saying, what's going on? What's going on here? We should be getting off right now. Fear is extremely contagious because I was quite relaxed. And then a woman went, stop! Stop the dart! Stop the dart! People are losing their minds. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I'm surrendering. Of course I've had to be on this dart.
Well, this is fight or flight situation.
Surrender.
So you're not going to try.
I'm not going to try at all.
Situation.
But it's crazy how everyone starts working together, but I remain silent. People were all talking amongst themselves saying, do you know what's going on? I'm supposed to get off at Booterstown. Why is the dart going by? And we are just gaining momentum. I'm sitting there silent.
Worried you're going to catch another train in front of you.
No, so a lot of people are praying. A lot of people are praying, but then we actually eventually stop in Dunleary. I get off the dart. I'm thinking, what has just happened? I sit by myself. The next starts in 20 minutes, but everyone getting off the dart goes, I've never seen anything like this before. I have never seen anything like this. So a lot of unanswered questions. I'm thinking, if you work for Erin Road Erin, what happened yesterday?
So no one actually gave you an explanation?
No. That's no
bad.
Explanation. The
That's
dart was like, I don't know if the dart driver had diarrhea or something and just had to keep going by all
the... I need to get to it.
Truly, I can say right now, August has been an awful month for me.
For God's sake. It's good to know that if you do share a train or a bus or a plane with Nathan and something does go wrong,
I will do nothing. I will surrender.
Absolutely nothing. Just sit there and just say nothing.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Highs of 24 today, currently 19. Very mild start of the day.
Humid, hot, sticky weather out there.
But it's going to be overcast, except for the next 3 minutes, because the sun always shines when we sing.
Downtown, Nathan is on the streets. Downtown, he's telling a bunch of lies. Downtown, Nathan is going downtown.
Morning.
Downtown.
Downtown, part of the show where I hit the streets and I tell people lies about a certain topic. Now, Graham.
Yes.
You may not remember, but yesterday you were speaking about the hosepipe ban and how it's still in force till the end of August.
Yeah.
It's just an offside comment.
Yeah.
But you really inspired me, Graham. I decided to pick up my Marantz, hit those.
You've already done the hosepipe ban a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
When it was first brought in, you went out because we'd had a meeting and we go, you should do the hosepipe ban.
Yeah, well, I was speaking about water restrictions, so I went back out there.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
What happened yesterday?
Well, my arm's in a sling, so I can't really do downtown for a while now.
You could have put the recorder in the sling and then held the microphone.
I was very afraid, so I went to the vault.
Oh,
and we're
not
playing
the
a
vault again.
Oldie.
Oh.
So how are you finding the water restrictions?
Well, we're not too bad, actually. We don't turn it on like from 7 until the morning time, so we're not too bad.
I found out this morning that there's going to be other restrictions in different areas.
Yeah.
Apparently, you're not going to be able to buy the Bertie Ahern autobiography. Are you upset about that?
Very upset.
Don't like to be the bearer of bad news.
Oh, not happy at all with this bloody water.
But what do you think about Bertie Ahern?
Bertie's all right. Bertie's good.
Do you think if Bertie was around, we wouldn't be having these water problems?
Maybe so, yes. Yeah, Bertie was the man.
Come back, Bertie.
Come back, Bertie. Yeah.
Honest, forgiven.
You're only allowed to have one slice of bread for a month.
Pretty good idea. You can get used to living without bread.
What would you have on bread? And I know it's a personal question.
On my bread, I would have another slice of bread, slightly bigger.
You're not allowed to have that?
Well, you asked me what could I have. That's what I'd like to have.
Naughty.
There you go.
Apparently the government, they've asked Ryan Tuberty to stop looking like a skinny country shrew. Now, do you think that will be difficult for Ryan?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Name a few attributes a country shrew would have.
Oh, small face.
Loyal?
Probably not, no.
Long tail? Sneaky?
Yeah.
Presents a good show, though, eh?
Yeah, he does.
You're only going to be allowed to listen to Graham O'Toole twice a week. How do you feel about that?
Don't mind at all about that, because I don't listen to Graham O'Toole anyway.
Why not?
Oh, no, it just doesn't come up on my radar so far.
Do you think he's a good broadcaster?
I look out for it. I didn't ever hear him, so how could I answer that question?
People are saying he is the Bertie Ahern of the radio world.
I never heard the man, so I can't answer that question either.
You've never heard of Bertie?
Well, I heard of Bertie, all right.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
All right, let's do this. Let's play a fresh, an honest, an entertaining game of Gotta Get It Wrong.
We put 1 minute on the clock and all you gotta do is get the questions wrong. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win €100. Brian, how are you?
Not too bad, yourself.
Brian, my man, we are good. What's the plan today?
I'm on my way to work, unfortunately.
What line of work are you in?
I'm doing a summer internship up in the airport, so.
Oh, can you tell us what you do there? Security.
Planning department.
The planning department?
Yeah.
Any big plans for the future for Dublin Airport?
Hopefully, anyway.
Can I ask a personal question? I'm just going to throw it out to you, Brian, and to you, Graham.
Yeah.
Which terminal do we prefer?
I prefer Terminal 2.
Why? Is there like a Starbucks, loads of coffee chains there? Or
it's just newer.
Oh, okay.
For me.
What about you, Brian?
I actually prefer Terminal 2 or Terminal 1. There's more in it.
Oh, there we go. Conflicting
actually,
answers.
Actually, I lie. I prefer Terminal 1 because when you turn right, you can go to McDonald's and they do great breakfast. They always make a morning's tastier.
Well played, sir.
Always. Always, Brian. Brian, listen to this. It's Thursday and on top of the leaderboard is a man called Sean. He has a score of 12. Now, he could be our lowest ever winner if he gets it on Friday. So you have to get 13 or more to go on top of the leaderboard. Are you feeling confident?
I am indeed, yeah.
I really like you, Brian. There's something about you. You're as charismatic as Rod Stewart.
Well, Brian, we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. I've 1 minute on the clock. Best of luck, Brian.
What noise does a pig make?
Meow.
What noise does a piglet make?
Moo.
What animal was Babe?
Cat.
What was the second Babe film called?
Shrek 2.
What's the Irish word for pig?
Madre.
What's a French word for pig?
Dog.
How do you spell pig?
G-I-P.
What rhymes a pig?
Cat.
What's a main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey. Oranges.
Name a Jude Law film.
Pretty Woman.
Name a Leonardo DiCaprio film.
Man About Dog.
Who is the Newcastle football manager?
Jose Mourinho.
What is Janet Jackson's job?
A pole dancer.
Who is Janet Jackson's brother?
Liam Neeson.
Who was Michael Jackson's sister?
Danny Minogue.
What's 76 minus 8?
61.
23 plus 13 is 34. True or false?
False.
Oh, just before the buzzer. How did you find that, Brian?
Yeah, it was all right.
It's a lot of pig questions, wasn't there?
Yeah,
What's going on there?
Brian, I must say, very impressed. You kept your cool amongst all the Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson and pig ones. Very confusing this morning.
Brian.
Yeah.
You had to beat Sean, who came on Monday and got 12. I can tell you, this morning, you came on, and my golly gumdrop, you got 14.
Well on! Brian, you've done it. You've gone top of the leaderboard on a Thursday, so that means you just have to stay there till tomorrow, and that €100 will be yours. Brian, thanks for taking the call this morning. Have a great day.
Thanks for
See you, Brian. Take care, man. Bye.
So we are going into Friday with 14 as our top score. So you know you got to get 15 or more tomorrow to take the €100 from Brian. And if you want to play, text or WhatsApp us the word wrong in the details right now to 087 711 1038 and we could be getting you on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now, Graham, when I returned home yesterday, I came across a letter addressed to me on the kitchen table. Never good news now, these letters, because if it's fan mail, it should come to this building.
So what are you thinking? What is it?
I opened up the envelope. Ambulance charge. £100.
Oh, I thought you said that Trinity's insurance would have covered us when you dislocated at Gavin James.
Clearly not. Just to me, I pleaded with my mother, asked if she would pay for it. Not interested.
Well, you are a full-grown adult with a full-time job.
And
so.
A full-grown beard.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Nathan, last weekend, you dislocated your shoulder.
That is true. Correct.
For the third time. This time it was just shaking somebody's hand at a Gavin James concert at Trinity College.
In my defence, he had a firm handshake.
I did have a little bit of sympathy for you at the start of the week because it was the third time. I don't like seeing you upset. Hasn't been the best of months for you. But I'm now starting to think that you're starting to enjoy the injury.
What are you talking about?
Every Thursday, we do a segment called Downtown, where you have to go on the streets and interview people and tell lies. You decided you didn't want to do it yesterday.
I couldn't do it. My arm's in a sling. I can't carry the equipment.
You could have asked me to come around with you or someone else. However, you just let me go home without telling me you weren't doing it. Wait till this morning.
That's true.
Then, every breakfast time, I have to cook your eggs or put your stuff in the microwave and you just sit there with a big old smile on your face.
I appreciate that, sir.
And then I'm tying your shoelaces as well this morning.
Yeah.
You are really kind of taking the Michael now when it comes to this dislocated shoulder.
Well, look,
you're enjoying it.
I would be lying to you if I said I wasn't embracing it.
You're also coming in slightly later in the morning because it takes me longer to get ready.
Well, you try putting on your trousers when your father's helping you. It takes a bit of time.
Get up earlier.
And what I will say is, yes, you're doing all these things for me and I do thank you. But, you know, I do have my limitations where I've now stopped asking the boss to come with me to the bathroom.
Okay.
So I there are boundaries, but I do need help. And you, of all people, should know you've been injured in the past. Certain things you can't do anymore.
I will say there was one time I was injured. I was just before I was about to go on my J1. I sprained my ankle two nights before falling down the stairs. And I was on crutches in Dublin Airport and Heathrow Airport. And they allowed me to go in the wheelchair. So my mates are pushing me around the wheelchair in the airport. And I got to skip all the queues in security.
It's amazing.
So I will say, but that wasn't in work now. You weren't taking advantage of people in work, so I wasn't. I was just, and all my mates got to skip the queues as well, so there was benefits for everyone. No benefits for me working on the show with you with the dislocated shoulder.
I think everyone can agree, when you receive an injury, you're injured, you must benefit from it, somehow.
So this morning we're asking on 087 711 1038, when have you used your injury to your advantage? Have you sprained your wrist and got out of doing an exam? Have you done your shoulder and done no work for the last week? And Sagita, how did you use your injury to your advantage?
I ended up not having to go to someone's birthday who I actually wanted to break up with that weekend.
Wait a second, so you were going out with this person and
yeah.
You wanted to break up with them, and your injury meant that you didn't have to go to their birthday?
Yeah, and then after that, I was like, oh, look, I'm pretty busy, I'm in a lot of pain. And then I was like, look, I don't really have time for you anymore.
What was the injury?
Oh, I just walked through a glass door and I really cut my leg.
No, wait a second now. You walked through a glass door?
Yeah.
Very clean glass. Do you think there was no glass there at all?
Oh, no, it was dark, so I couldn't see that the glass was there. Someone closed the patio door, and I walked into it, and it smashed and cut me to the muscle in my leg.
So were you crying with joy when this happened? Because were you thinking, yes, I now have an excuse to leave this person?
I was pretty drugged up on pain medication, so I wasn't too happy with it.
So I'd say you were delighted.
I was really, really happy, yeah, actually. Yeah. It was a couple of years back, so I'm at the moment, I'm very happy. Nothing worked out from that.
Have you found love since, Sagita?
No.
Oh, wow.
No luck. No luck.
That's depressing.
Stay away from the glass door, Sagita, in the future, all right?
I'll try.
Unless
thank
you need to get out of another relationship.
I might go on a date with a glass door.
Sagita, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
See you, Sagita.
I think that one trumps them all. A glass door muscle tear.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We take his word for it. It is 8:35. We play birthday bingo every single morning. We try to give away 1,000 euro. Can we do it this morning? Good morning, Emer.
Hi, how are you?
All right, Emer. What's the crack? What's happening today?
Nothing. I'm just after arriving at work.
What line of work are you in, Emer?
I'm a hairdresser in Malahide.
Oh, lovely. What's in at the moment? I'm thinking of doing something to my hair. Is the bleach look in? The sandy look?
Yeah, it is. And yeah.
Just like that, yes. So, Nathan, we'll send you up to Malahide there. We'll get the frosted tips, maybe.
Frosted tips, yeah. On the fringe,
exactly.
Or would you just do the top, maybe like a skunk?
I'd do it like Gareth Gates. Used to do the knots and then frost
lovely.
Those tips.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Emer, this morning's month is September. Your birthday is in September. What date is your birthday?
The 19th of September.
Oh, my God, that's a great date.
If 19 comes out of the birthday bingo drum, you'll be winning 1,000 euro, but you'll be winning something else. Don't worry. No one goes home empty-handed. Over to Nathan.
Emer, talk to me. It's a lot of money. What will we spend it on?
Well, I'm actually going to Mexico in a month's time.
Arriba.
So.
Who are you going away with?
I'm going away with a group of friends.
Going to Cancun?
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah.
First time going?
Second.
You'll have an enchilada for me, won't you?
I will.
Well, I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me. One is electronic and it's from China. The other one, the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. Now, I have to say to you that my arm is in a sling and I can't really use the Jackie Cooney one, but don't let that affect your decision.
Okay.
What are you going to go for?
I'll go for the one from China.
Hey, oh, well on, you're good, nice. Emer, you're good. All you have to do is press a button
here
on this one.
Here we go. Best of luck, Emer, 19th.
Even though he only has to press one button, he still makes it look rather awkward, Emer.
Yeah.
Did you say I'm graceful?
No. Number 19 is what we need for 1,000 euro this morning. I think we have a ball, Emer, we do.
Right, 19th. You a lucky person, Emer?
Not really.
You ever won a prize in your life?
No.
I can tell you. You heard a sigh there. This morning's date is the 2nd.
Ages
far away.
Number 2 came out this morning. It isn't the jackpot, Emer. What number 2 gets you is a pair of tickets. You got gig tickets this morning to Jason Derulo when he comes to the 3 Arena. And listen to this. It's on the 19th of September. That's your birthday.
Goodness gracious.
That is mental. You're going to Jason Derulo on your birthday just for playing birthday bingo this morning. And thank you for playing. Have a great day at work, Emer. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
See you, Emer. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Undercovers with Nathan.
Shower thoughts. It's shower thoughts, baby. Can you set the mood, please? Can you play some sad music? Let me tell you about shower thoughts. You and me. We take showers. We bathe ourselves. We wash ourselves with water and maybe some CN body lotion.
Are you sponsored by them?
Other CNs are available.
Careful.
But when you're in the shower, from time to time you receive a thought because you're alone with your thoughts. And what people do is they post these shower thoughts on the website called Reddit. And they're always thought-provoking. So I have a list in front of me. I'm going to share it with you right now.
There's also an Instagram account called Shower Thoughts if you want to check that out.
Stop it, Graham.
Sorry.
So I'm going to give you a shower thought. Feel free to say something afterwards if you want to. Let's begin. If someone tells you to have a nice day, it sounds polite. But if someone tells you to enjoy the next 24 hours, it sounds slightly threatening.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it is the same thing.
Have a nice 24 hours. Kind of like have a nice 24 hours because after that, it's all downhill.
The most unrealistic thing about movies is when the main character walks into the bar while it's packed and grabs an open seat at the bar. It's a good observation, isn't it?
Unless someone is just after leaving.
Why do people say tuna fish when we don't say beef mammal or chicken bird?
That, yeah, okay, I get that.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I do.
Why is that?
But what, do people say tuna fish?
They do.
Tuna sandwich.
Tuna fish. I'll have the tuna fish, please.
Okay, yeah, okay.
When jogging, we put on special clothes so people don't think we are running from something.
Say that again?
So when we go jogging, we put on special clothes.
Yeah.
So people don't think we are running from something.
What about the people who put on jogging clothes and they're not jogging?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Last two. History classes are only going to become longer and more difficult. That is interesting, I'm telling you.
I like that
one. Does history stop?
It doesn't. Oh, there's more?
Last one.
Oh, last one, okay. I like the history one.
If I punch myself in the face and hurt myself, does that make me weak or strong?
Oh. But I want to go back to the history one. Who chooses what history we have to learn?
I don't know.
Because in 100 years' time, will we be learning about now or will we be still learning about the Second World War and the War of Independence?
It's never ending.
There we go.
Can we get a history teacher on the show sometime?
Maybe not. Thanks to those, Nathan.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And this is becoming my favourite part of just this week because producer Callum is off, our boss Phil is sitting in studio, and to save us time after the show, we're actually pitching some ideas live to him in studio and we're getting his thumbs up, his approval or thumbs down.
Now, we haven't heard from our boss Phil yet. You're putting up the mic fader.
It's up.
Are you going to talk this morning?
No.
No, so he's going to communicate through sound effects.
Oh yeah, I have to get sound effects.
If he likes the idea, correct buzzer. But if he doesn't like the idea, yeah.
We're doing it all week. I have three ideas.
Can Nathan, we set the mood?
We're three coming. New ideas. Do you want to go first or will I go first?
No, you go first.
Okay,
come on.
Here we go. Here are my three latest ideas to get on the radio for my boss, Phil. Phil, number one. Ariana Grande Americano. Ariana Grande has to work at the Starbucks since he was green for 24 hours and see how many names she gets right. Okay.
That is straight no. Phil, how to lose a listener in 10 days. We get babies and have them scream into the microphone for 10 days. Oh, that's a straight no, yeah.
Number two, Flirty Ahern. Oh. We get Dublin's top 10 Bertie Ahern lookalikes and help them find love.
Oh, that's brilliant, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, Phil, Countdown, hell of a show. How about Count Brown? We stand on Grafton Street for an hour and see how many people wear brown jumpers. That's a no. No. Firm no.
Winning streak. We go streaking through RTE with Marty Whelan shouting, spin is the best, spin is the best.
Oh, that's it yet again.
He likes that one.
Last one, American Psy. Guess the American celebrity which is sighing and win 60 grand. You know, it's a play on American Pie.
Oh, it's a no. I like that one, though.
Thank you.
We could also incorporate Psy, the South Korean K-pop star as well.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's Graham and Nathan with you on Fully Charged McDonald's Breakfast, making mornings tastier. That is called a sponsorship, and that is what we are offering you on our show. It's a very big moment.
An hour ago, we did a thing called birthday bingo. It's when I whip out two birthday bingo drums. One is electronic and it's from China, but it doesn't have a sponsorship. We want you to sponsor that drum, because the other one is the beloved Jackie Cooney one. A woman sent us in that drum.
So all you want to do, if you want to get the name and rights to that drum, to sponsor it, you could be a small business or an entrepreneur, something like that. All you have to do is offer us up a prize. It'll be on one of the numbers during birthday bingo, and we could give it away during the month because we are offering the sponsorship for the month of August. We're going to start next Tuesday after the bank holiday. So far, we've been offered furniture, some PT lessons, cocktail classes, a mystery box from Dano. Who knows what could be in it?
Very excited about that mystery box. I believe there's socks and tickets to see Kevin Hart.
We're going to keep this open till the end of the show tomorrow. But we've got Ben on the line. Ben, what are you offering us?
It's full valet. Ooh. On a car, a Jeep or a van, whatever you have. Seat shampooed, mat shampooed, the whole lot. Outside wash, interior hoover, all plastic, all cleaned and dressed.
Ben, this is the full valet we're getting.
That's incredible.
So.
Full valet. Yeah.
And it doesn't...
valued at €100.
Hmm. And can I ask a question? Do you know when you're given the wash and everything, do you spray anything in the air? Because I know what Graham's car absolutely stinks. So, what, any like potpourri or anything?
Yeah, well, you get an air freshener and then you get an air freshener spray.
Lovely. What flavour do you know?
It's strawberry.
Oh, gorgeous. The teller just made that up. Ben, what's your company called?
Eden Auto Care.
Ben, thank you very much. It is definitely one for the consideration. We may be in contact with you over the weekend, but thanks very much for getting in contact.
No problem at all.
You're a good man, Ben. See ya.
Thanks, bye.
So the lines are still open till tomorrow morning. So all you have to do is text or WhatsApp us on 087 711 1038. Who's your business? Or you may be in work right now listening to us. Get on to your boss. And what are you willing to offer us for 4 weeks of sponsorship on the electronic birthday bingo drum?
I forgot to ask, Ben. I don't have a car. Can he valet a bicycle?
Might be able to give the
saddle
wheels
a wash.
Saddle a wash. Oil up wheels. The chain.
And maybe stick a few strawberries.
There we go.
The basket.
087 711 1038. You've just over 24 hours to get in your sponsorships, and we will be starting that on Tuesday after the bank holiday.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And it is time to choose the news.
Oh, yes, please. This is like a cheese board, what you're offered after your meal in a restaurant.
What is it, kind of the smelly cheese?
Yeah, it's the gone-off cheese that nobody wants to eat.
I have three news headlines. You only choose the headline you want to hear the full story from, Nathan, because there's so much news to get through and we can't do it all. Headline number one, Helifish.
Oh, interesting.
Headline number two, Bridezilla. Or headline number three, The Hakia.
Oh, you enjoyed saying that. Now, the first one, is that a mixture between a helicopter and a fish?
You'll only find out if you pick the story.
Second one, Bridezilla. I'm guessing they enjoy Godzilla. They're married together. Third one, the Hakia. It's the Hakka, New Zealand rugby team. I'll go for the third one, please.
It isn't anything to do with the Hakka, but you're right with the country in New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
A hacker has caused digital havoc at a high school in New Zealand. Teachers arrived at the schools this week to find a message on the computer system demanding a $5,000 ransom to be paid in Bitcoin.
That's quite cheap, isn't it? If you are hacking something and you're looking for a ransom.
Well, I couldn't really understand. The message demands payment for the return of encrypted data on a server containing students' work and teaching resources, said the principal, Rachel Williams. She went on to say, there has been an email saying we'll let you have it all back
back if you give us the money. But the advice from the police is not to pay the money. They're unaware of anything else. They've got forensics in trying to find out where this is coming from, but they feel it is completely at random. But as you said, I feel $5,000 is a little bit cheap for a ransom. However, is there information that important? A little bit of homework saying, why should they build an airport on the outskirts of a city? Like,
I was going to say, I feel it's the teachers that are the ones that are panicking. The students don't care. If you were a student and someone takes your homework, do you really care that much?
I think this is brilliant though for the students, because you remember when you were in school and you used to be pretended, you pretended to be interested in the teacher's personal life. You'd be asking questions, Miss, how did you get on here? Just to waste a load of time in class. Yeah. Imagine how much time you could waste by pretending to be interested in this hacking going, and Miss, where do you think it came from? And sir, do you think we'll get our data back? And the teacher would be really invested in it.
And like, then the bell, oh, ding, 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 sir, we got to leave. No homework again, we're not learning anything.
So I'm going to keep an eye on that story for Nathan. Keep you updated throughout the week and see, does the hacker get us money or do they find out who it was? Or maybe it was one of the students in a dark room just kind of pulling a prank.
Thank you very much, Graham.
Nathan, thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.